A new adult-use cannabis retailer is opening in Berkshire County Friday. The Pass is a locally owned and operated vertical provider, growing and selling its own marijuana products. Located in Sheffield, Massachusetts, it bills itself as the store closest to New York City. WAMC spoke with co-founder and president Michael Cohen.
The only other vertical provider in the Berkshires is Berkshire Roots. So the other providers are fundamentally acquiring product from other producers in the state. And we own our entire supply chain. We will also be offering products from partners that we're working with. But we're growing our own flower, we're processing our own flower, and we'll be selling our own products. So I think one of the nice things about owning that supply chain is you have an on-the-ground understanding of what customers want. If there are any potential issues or problems, literally our retail associates can walk through the back door into the processing lab to provide, you know, really, really detailed information about those products.
So why Sheffield? You know, Theory Wellness in Great Barrington has been pretty dominant in the Berkshire cannabis community with its blockbuster opening last year. Why does Sheffield make sense as a good place to open up a store in the Berkshires?
My partner, Chris Weld, lives in Sheffield and owns Berkshire Mountain Distillers, which is based in Sheffield. And so when we originally started discussing this business 3 years ago, we felt that Sheffield was a great place. It was, the town was friendly to us, and, you know, it's a beautiful spot. I live in Great Barrington, and it's 5 minutes down the road from the Pass. We're 3 miles south of Guido's. The reason that we're in Sheffield is my business partner's there, and he has a good relationship with the town. And our developing this business was, I mean, Great Barrington didn't even actually have community host agreements set up. Theory Wellness was a medical provider, which is why they've had that big head start. But at the time, you know, we went to town hall and we sat down with them and we talked about what their needs were, because my partner had a personal relationship with them.
As far as an investment and prospective number of new jobs created by the business, how much are you putting into this, and what do you think job-wise it'll bring to Southern Berkshire County?
To date, we have 40 people on payroll. There aren't a lot of great jobs in the Berkshires. It's a beautiful place to raise a family, but it can be a hard place to make a living. And so what's nice is, particularly in a time of COVID, we're able to provide people with just jobs to feed themselves, but we're also able to provide real career opportunities. And even for those people that are just jobs, there's so much professional development in so many different areas of expertise. Like we have a cultivation, we have a farming operation, we have a manufacturing operation, we have a logistics and wholesale business. We have retail jobs, we have finance and human resources and sales. So I think we'll have 50 people under payroll within the next 30 days. Our retail employees are in training right now, and it's just so exciting to think, you know, we had this idea 3 years ago. And now I'm standing in front of a room with 25 people that I've never met who are now part of the team after, you know, first it was just my partner and I, and then there were 5 of us, and then there were, you know, 10 of us. And now, you know, it's like game on. It's so thrilling to be able to provide career opportunities to people.
One requirement that Massachusetts puts on cannabis businesses is to invest in equity programs in the state. Have you given any thought into what kind of equity program you're considering investing in?
So there are different requirements for social equity and for to impact areas of disproportionate impact. So we have a really detailed plan that we filed with the CCC. For starters, we've hired a diverse workforce, and we have a number of vendors who also have, you know, diversity designation. Some of our efforts have been put on hold just by virtue of our being shut down due to COVID. So I think one of the meaningful things that we can do is to hire people with diverse backgrounds with a social equity designation. So in terms of investing in other businesses, we don't currently have a plan to do that. But, you know, we're also not in business with a line down the street. So it would be wonderful to be able to invest in social equity options. I don't know how successful those programs have been. Like for us, and maybe they have been, it's really important for us to make an impact, in particular to make an impact just in the Berkshires in general, which is, you know, it's been really hard hit from Corona. but, you know, also to a great extent, we've just been trying to survive the licensing process and then waiting through, you know, COVID. We've been literally at this for 3 years.
I imagine opening during COVID-19 can't be easy. How did the pandemic impact the opening of the store?
Well, we received our license for retail just before COVID happened. So we were shut down. Adult use cannabis was deemed non-essential. And not only that, you know, we have plants growing in our indoor building in our greenhouse. We have biomass that we're processing in our lab. So it really shut us down. The moment that the state opened back up, we called the CCC and asked for an inspection for, we actually, it was a virtual inspection. They were just doing virtual inspections for our retail. And, you know, we've been full speed ahead ever since. So, it delayed us a few months.
Is there anything else about the story you want to get out there that you think is important to understanding what it's going to contribute to the Berkshire universe?
So my background is in marketing. I started one of the first digital advertising agencies back in the mid-90s. And during that time, we'd meet with people, and people would say, like, I don't really get it. I would never click on a banner. And we would say, like, you know, this is the future of marketing. It was amazing to be part of that ecosystem. And I feel like with cannabis, when we started, the first question we asked when we were interviewing lawyers, the first question we asked was, what are the chances that we're going to end up in handcuffs? And we really kind of felt the stigma of this drug that's been prohibited in our country for over a century. And then you start going back and you look at the prohibition and the really terrible politics. That's really the only reason that cannabis has been made illegal and prohibited. And you know, it provides such a range of benefits when consumed intelligently, from energy to relaxation to inspiration to pain relief, for a cocktail party or a meal or a hike or sex. Like, we're really proud to be doing what we're doing. And we think that the Berkshires also is really sort of representative of it. You know, people come to the Berkshires to get into nature, to get away from their work, to be with their families, to experience arts and culture. And so we think that the Berkshires are a real mirror, you know, for the cannabis experience.